My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Hello, everyone. This is Ryan Porth, program manager of 670 The Score. And earlier this spring, we put out a posting for a summer internship for 670 The Score, someone that could come in and learn everything that we do, not just with The Score, but what a lot of sports radio stations do across the country. And I myself interviewed a lot of different candidates. We then had three candidates move on to talk with Mitch Rosen and myself. And we settled on Peter Hansen, who is a rising senior at University of Illinois, to be The Score's first intern in over 10 years. Luckily, we had the powers that be approve an internship for the summer for 670 The Score. And Peter Hansen is someone that we brought in. Started in early June, and I now bring Peter in. Say hello, Peter.
Hi, Ryan. How's it going?
I'm doing great. Before we get into kind of the chronological order and then the day-by-day minutiae that you experienced here with us at 670 The Score, when you saw the internship posting, what made you reach out? Why did you want to become an intern with The Score?
Well, Ryan, I grew up a huge Score fan. I still am a huge Score fan.
Of course.
And I admired and still do admire everybody that works here. I thought that getting the opportunity to learn from so many people who I admire on a day-to-day basis would be an incredible experience. I couldn't have asked for a more perfect summer internship.
So what were some of the skills that you had before the internship? I know you had experience with Big Ten Plus while you were a junior last year at University of Illinois. What were some of the specific experiences that you had in college that kind of led you to wanting this internship?
Like you said, I have experience doing play-by-play and sideline reporting and color commentary for Big Ten Plus down in Champaign. But I always thought that being a radio host was what I specifically wanted to do. And when I was sideline reporting, I realized that providing that information is really something that I enjoy doing. That skill that I brought in of being able to communicate information was one that I thought would translate well to radio and hopefully will one day when I am, again, hopefully a radio host.
We brought you in early June, and I kind of want to go through what your internship has been like this summer, because we didn't want to hire an intern just to work on one show, right? We wanted someone to come in and spend a couple weeks on each one of our primetime shows and spend time doing other things with other departments within Odyssey Chicago. And you had 2 months with The Score here, and just kind of wanted to get your perspective on everything that you learned. And we'll kind of go in chronological order of the experiences that you did get with the score. You know, the first week was more of like an introduction week for you with our staff and with myself and Mitch Rosen. I know in that first week, you know, you and I talked a lot about scheduling, which is, you know, seemingly half of my job. A lot of ratings discussion, learning the nitty gritty of, you know, what ratings mean, how we get ratings and things like that. Was there anything that stood out to you in that first week that was kind of a shock to you, kind of something that you weren't expecting to learn in that first week that that you were here at the score?
Yeah, I think the symbiotic relationship between programming and the whole ratings system was a big shock to me. Things like when we cut to our ad breaks and how ratings decide all of that stuff. That was really an unknown world to me and really fascinated me in the first week and helped me understand what to do when later on I was sitting in the executive producer chair for a show.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, in that second week and third week, you got to learn from Bernstein and Holmes. And, you know, Layla Rahimi, I know, spent one or two shows those couple of weeks. So for you, stepping in, you know, the first week was more educational about a lot of the things on the management side. Then you got to learn a lot of the behind the scenes of a live radio show, Bernstein and Holmes, with Layla Rahimi for a couple of days. What were some things that stood out to you with the midday show?
Yeah, working with Dan, Lawrence, and Layla, and Ray, and Studs, it was really, really cool for me just as a previous score head and somebody who still listens to the score. But it was a really formative experience for me. It was a time when I learned a wide variety of things that were important as a host and as a producer. Learning about topic selection, how Dan and Lawrence decide to create content during what was a pretty dry period, let's be honest, of Chicago sports. The Cubs were struggling. The Sox were struggling. We were all just waiting for Bears training camp to start, pretty much. And watching them use their analytical skills to find things in different interviews and find things in what they're listening to on air that are maybe consistent with, maybe go a little bit against the grain of what they've been talking about on a day-to-day basis and finding things that really are intriguing to their listeners and learning so many different technical skills on how to podcast and edit.
Right. And those skills you learn from Ray Diaz, the executive producer of the show, and also the sound producer, Adam Studzinski.
And they were so great in showing me how to use Adobe Audition, different things that they do on a day-to-day basis. Producers are multitaskers, and they have to take calls, put guests on the show, take contest line calls, podcast, make sure the hosts are doing their live reads. All of that stuff, they showed me how they do it. Each producer has a different system, but having them throw that wide variety of information at me really set the groundwork for all the different skills that I was going to gain this summer.
Was that a surprise to you? Like, you know that producers work a lot behind the scenes, right? But like, sitting in there in the control room and being a sponge with Ray and Studs, was that a surprise just how much is on each of their plates on a daily basis?
Yeah, the fast pace of that room was a shocker to me, especially seeing Studs, when he hears something funny, just kick his chair and run over to the other side of the room and grab that and put it in the system so that the very next segment he can put that on air. Really, really cool to see how fast paced everything happens here. And that was a great experience.
All right. So you spent a couple weeks with the Midday Show. Then you spent a couple weeks with Parkinson Spiegel on the afternoon show. What stood out there?
Well, Shane let me sit in his chair, the executive producer chair. That's Shane Reardon. And that was a great experience. I got so much on-air experience. And Matt Spiegel, Danny Parkins, they really pushed me to come in with topics and angles and reasoning for the show, for my own segment, which they let me have, which was so cool, called Peter's Ponderings. And they let me make some serious takes and give them on air, like this one.
Yeah, well, you said it best earlier. It's always football season, and there's been a lot of hype around Rome Odunze. And I got to say, I'm buying into it. Not only am I buying into it, I think he is going to exceed Keenan Allen in receiving yards this season. He might even go neck and neck with DJ Moore.
Wow. I like this kid.
Another part of that argument is that if we're taking a look at the receivers' roles, yeah, Keenan Allen is great in the slot. DJ Moore is a great catch and run guy. They both fit Waldron's offensive scheme. But Rome Odunze, he's kind of that true X receiver, right? Maybe more so than Jackson Smith and Jigba was in Seattle last year. Who's the X in Seattle? DK Metcalf. That's right. And DK Metcalf, outstanding offensive production with Shane Waldron.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
And then also some less serious takes, like this one.
If you like pina coladas, getting caught in the rain. If you're not into yoga, and you have half a brain.
I knew it. It's good.
You get the point. But that was such a great experience for me as somebody who came into this internship with primarily live sports broadcasting experience, play-by-play, sideline reporting, color commentary down at the University of Illinois, and having that live radio experience now to show people in my reel, things like that. And that was really cool.
So you mentioned that Shane lets you sit in the EP chair really for the duration of those 2 weeks that you sat in with them. What did you learn from that show or working that show as an intern that you may not have learned during the midday show?
Well, Ryan, from that show, I learned that oftentimes in sports radio, people are turning over constantly. The listeners might be new, so you have to repeat information, especially at the 5 o'clock hour when people are getting off work and driving home. After all, it is the drive time show for 670 The Score. But it's also important to know that some people listen all day, and the same takes aren't what people want to hear over and over and over again. So you have to find ways to make that information seem new and exciting, and sometimes just goof around. And that's what I learned from working with that show, is that it's okay in the world of sports, whether it's live sports or live radio, to just mess around every once in a while.
Good stuff there. All right. So also this summer, you spent a night at Advocate Center with Chuck Swirsky, with Mark Grody, and unfortunately myself, for the NBA draft night where the Bulls picked 11th overall. We had a draft show from 6 to about 8:10 p.m. The Bulls made their pick at 11 while Chuck and Mark were hosting the Score draft special on the Odyssey app. that was, I could tell just from observing you, a really cool experience for you to, you know, it's not like we were in the United Center and the whole Chicago Bulls team was there, but to be in the practice facility, to meet Chuck Swirsky, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but I could just tell being around you that entire night that that was a really cool experience for you.
It was unreal. Chuck was unbelievably welcoming, and so was Mark, and getting play-by-play advice from the voice of the Chicago Bulls, that was really, really awesome. He gave me great advice like, just get your reps in regardless of what the sport is, regardless of the market. Never be above anything and never stop seeking out advice. And that's something I've started to carry with me in my internship, picking people's brains and everything. So thank you for having me that night. And huge shout out to the Bulls for actually letting me park in their parking lot.
Yes, I'm sure they had no issue doing that. And ever since that night, and you mentioned that, I have noticed that, you know, picking everybody's brains even more so now than you did maybe in your first couple of weeks. All right, so we had the July 4th holiday. After that, you spent a couple of weeks with Mully and Haw and producers Dustin Rhodes and Brandon Fryer.
Yeah, thank you to Mully and Haw for welcoming me to that show. I showed up the first day, 3:45 a.m., bright and early, and Brandon and Dustin asked me what I had learned so far. I told them, and they told me that, well, we want you to be able to do everything that either producer needs to do. They set that goal for me. It was a great goal, and I'm happy to say I feel like I have reached the goal of being able to do anything a sound producer or executive producer needs to do at 670 The Score, and also in the world of sports radio at any station.
So Dustin and Brandon, obviously very talented behind the scenes, you know, behind the glass for that show as well. What did Brandon kind of specifically task you with during the morning show?
Brandon had me cutting audio for all the shows to use over the course of the day, setting the station up for success. And he also had me making rejoins and opens. Something I carried with me from the afternoon show to the morning show is making sure that these rejoins and opens aren't just serious. They can be light and fun, too. So here's an example of a light one that I made.
I have some bad habits. I have my Kentucky Fried Chicken weakness. I do like Dairy Queen. And the occasional beer is not always good for you. Depends on how many you consume.
I want eggs, bacon, cup of coffee, sheep.
I want an omelet.
I want the fruit, like, either in, like, a cup or a dish.
What would happen if you ordered a cantaloupe omelet?
Make your own omelet means make your own omelet.
If I'm a short-order cook and Dustin walks in with a cantaloupe, I would, like, hit him with it.
What's the most popular Dairy Queen order in your house now?
The idea that you break down and have a blizzard.
Everyone's got their bad dietary habits, right?
They took a piece of pecan pie, they grilled it, and then threw something on it and handed it to you. And I got to tell you, it was genius.
I have my Kentucky Fried Chicken weakness.
I mean, it's chicken. It's fried chicken. I like fried chicken.
And then here's a more serious one I made that was hyping the station up for the first day of Bears training camp.
With the first pick, the Chicago Bears select
Caleb Williams. This is why the Bears are the it team around the league.
We're going to watch a quarterback develop. We've never seen that in this town.
9 wins would represent a good season. More than that is great. Let's not get carried away.
We've never seen a quarterback develop into the finished product.
9-8 includes Caleb Williams looking like a star, yeah. A defense that is ascended, and you're finishing on a high note, and you've beaten some good teams.
And he can throw an anticipatory pass. He can figure out where a guy's going, put the ball there so the guy can catch it in stride. They got Roma Dunze, and that's going to be really fun to look at.
They have a defensive head coach. They have a rookie quarterback. They have memories that aren't too distant of a 3-win season. This is a worst of first trek that Houston made last year, and the Bears are capable. They're capable of doing it this year.
Awesome work, Peter. When you signed up for the internship, did you expect to be creating an open for the morning show or actually producing rejoins, you know, for any of our shows?
Not at all. I had no idea what to expect when it came to any type of production. Like I said, I only had experience with live broadcasting, and that was what was so great about this internship is that I actually got hands-on experience talking over the airwaves of the best sports radio station in Chicago. I got hands-on experience making opens for 670 The Score.
You know, one of the things that I wanted to make sure that you had the experience of was whenever we were out at Wrigley Field. So there was a remote broadcast earlier in the summer with Dan Lawrence and Layla on a Friday afternoon before a Cubs-Cardinals game. But the ultimate experience was the day that we were supposed to be on the field and the forecast did not allow us to be on the field, even though it did not rain a drop until 6:30, about 30 minutes after Parkinson Spiegel were done with their afternoon show. But being up in the press box for that show and also going down on the field with Shane Reardon, mingling with some of the Cubs players and Cubs PR, you got to meet Pat Hughes that day, you know, along with Ron Coomer and Zach Zabeman. I know you are a Cubs fan through and through. What was that day like?
It was surreal. It was a surreal experience to be at Wrigley Field. I told you early on in my internship that the first thing I ever heard in my life, apparently, was the sound of Pat Hughes broadcasting Cubs radio. And meeting Pat in the booth, meeting Ron, Boog Shambi, it was an incredible experience going down to the field, like you said, with Shane, meeting PCA and Nico, who had this to say later on.
He seemed like a nice young man. Why?
Was such a cool experience. And I'm so thankful that you brought me up there to the press box and that Danny and Matt did as well.
And then the following week, you know, you spoke of early, you know, alarm clocks for the morning show. Well, it struck again because we were all out there for Bears training camp one day. That was July 30th. And Mullion Hall out there with Dustin Rhodes, the executive producer, Rich Wyatt, our great engineer. I was out there. Evan Thomas from our video team was out there. You got to see everything come together, you know, on Rich's end, on Evan's end, you know, from a show perspective. Kevin Byard came by at one point during the show. I'm sure you didn't ever envision, you know, standing for 6 hours in a parking lot when when you got this internship, but yet another unique experience that you were able to have through the internship here with The Score.
Really, really cool experience, like you said, Ryan. Even though, yes, I did have to stand for a while, it didn't really matter to me all that much because I got to meet members of the Bears media whom I've listened to and read my entire life. Meeting Kevin Byard and the Bears PR staff, another great experience. And just helping out Mullion Hall again. I love working for that show.
And who can forget owner George McCaskey riding by on a scooter at 5:35 in the morning.
I remember seeing him coming. It was like he was coming from the horizon. And all of a sudden, I'm like, wait a second. Is that George McCaskey's mustache I see?
I think we all did a double take in that moment of like, did you just see what I saw? I think we were all thinking that as we looked at each other as McCaskey, you know, scooted by while Mullion Hall were live on the air. All right. So those were a lot of the highlights of the internship, kind of in chronological order. So looking at the internship as a whole, Peter, what surprised you the most?
The thing that surprised me the most about the internship was the fact that there are so many different things going on here in a given day. There are so many things that, as a listener, you don't realize are happening here at 670 The Score. And the fact that I am now able to do near all of those things because of this internship is really, really incredible.
You mentioned that. And you stated earlier that a lot of the skills that you had were strictly from a play-by-play standpoint, from a broadcasting standpoint, not necessarily from a producing standpoint. So what skills do you have now that you didn't have before you started the internship?
In terms of purely technical skills, I can now use Adobe Audition, Photoshop, Premiere Pro. I know how to put up live graphics on The Score's live stream. Shout out The Score's digital crew, by the way. Kevin Lapka.
Yeah, you did spend a couple days with
them as well. Cody Westerlin.
Yeah.
Connor O'Donnell. They were so great in teaching me all of that stuff. I got to make graphics for Instagram, Twitter, thumbnails for YouTube. Those are great skills that make me a more well-rounded individual and member of the media that I am now because of this internship.
Well, and through those couple of days that you spent with them, and you had little cameos with them or cups of coffee, I guess you could say, you know, early on in the internship with Kevin, with Cody, with Connor, but you got to see that there are different strategies for the different platforms. You know, what might work on YouTube may not work on Twitter/X, right? What might work on Instagram may not work on YouTube.
Absolutely. The mantra with them that they told me is quality over quantity. You want to make sure you're putting out the best thing for each individual platform. For example, you know, longer things might work better on YouTube. On Twitter, you want to make sure it's something that the fans are really going to like. And that's really, really helpful to know in today's age when so much of what all media companies do, not just radio, it's driven by their social media presence, by their presence in their different types of media.
What's the best advice you got during the internship?
The best advice I got during this internship is, if you are trying to make it in this industry, the most important thing you can do is practice, 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 and get your reps, even if people aren't going to be listening. Danny Parkins told me to record myself. Just hit record and listen back and find your voice. Find what works for you, what doesn't work for you, because what works for Danny might not work for me. And finding how I like to express the news and my own opinions has been really, really important.
When you talk about reps and just getting practice, that applies too to producing. Like, the more that you spend with Adobe Audition, you know, for audio editing, the more you kind of play around with different things, different features that you can use on Audition or say like a Premiere Pro, just doing those things, you know, also in addition to hosting a podcast or just getting on-air reps, if your goal is to be on-air talent or a host one day, like just doing the reps is invaluable. And I'm speaking from experience on that as a producer, you know, for 10 years in Nashville. And I'm sure you can agree with that just with the 2 months that you've spent here, that the more that you worked with Audition, even if stuff wasn't going out over the air, you were getting better and better at it. And if you were to spend a whole lot more time with Audition, you would just see those skills kind of snowball from there.
Absolutely. I think back to what Ray Diaz must have thought when I first walked in with the Midday Show, and I had no idea what I was doing when I was trying to help him podcast. Now, I think back to last Friday when you called me the day before and said, can you come in a little bit earlier? We have a lot of guests we need you to cut up. And I was there, did it all before the show was over. I was proud of myself in that moment. And like you said, just in 2 months, that was because of the reps.
And that wasn't just any ordinary show. That was the second show that Mullion Haw had from Canton at the Pro Football Hall of Fame. So it's not like it was just one or two guests. Hey, can you come in and cut a couple of our normal guests? Those were Hall of Famers. There was a lot of, you know, ad-libbing going on within the show of this guest is just randomly stopping by and you're the one in the back. Again, listeners can't see this. They can't hear this. You're the one in the back, you know, cutting all of this as it's happening, you know, even past the time that those guys were on the air. And you're able to do that in an efficient time period. Whereas, like you said, the first day that you walked in, you wouldn't have known any of the shortcuts with Adobe Audition or how to input something into, you know, the automation system that we call Wide Orbit, any of that. And then within 2 months, you're like a pro at it.
And that just really goes back to the point you made earlier about all of the skills I've gained. If that doesn't sort of epitomize this summer as a whole, how far I've come in all aspects, I don't know what does.
All right. So your career goal and what you want to do, you know, I always ask this question to anybody. What do you want to do 5 years from now? What do you want to do 10 years from now? I probably asked you that during the interview process for this internship position. How did this summer impact what your career goal is and that mindset? Has it changed at all through this internship?
I came into the summer thinking that I would only want to do talent-related things in the world of sports broadcasting. A long time ago, maybe I might have said, I want to do play-by-play only. And then at the beginning of the summer, I want to be a radio host only. And now I'm totally open to whatever comes my way because I feel like I'm experienced with it, but I also enjoy that no matter what, being a host or a producer, there are creative elements that make it so fun, and making a show run in real time is incredibly rewarding.
Do you have any last words you'd like to share?
Yeah, Ryan, I just wanted to take the last part of this podcast to thank all of the people who made this summer so incredible. Thank you to you, Ryan Porth, and Mitch Rosen for bringing me on to the team here for this incredible experience. Thank you to all the hosts, Dan Bernstein, Lawrence Holmes, Layla Rahimi, Danny Parkins, Matt Spiegel, Mike Mulligan, David Haw, Mark Grody, and Marshall Harris for all of the incredible advice that they gave me as I worked on each show. They really told me a lot on how to navigate this incredibly difficult industry, and I am very grateful for that. Thank you to all the producers, Ray Diaz, Adam Studzinski, Shane Reardon, Chris Tannehill, Dustin Rhodes, and Brandon Fryer for teaching me all the things I need to know to be a producer at a sports radio station. Thank you to Rich Wyatt, Cody Westerlin, Kevin Lapka, Connor O'Donnell, and Evan Thomas for giving me immensely valuable technical skills. And lastly, thank you to all the associate producers who helped show me the ropes here at The Score, Robbie Triano, Sean Sears, Alex Kuhn, Tyler Farringle, and Leo Stoddicker.
Well, Peter, thank you for being with us all summer long. It's been a pleasure to have you here with us. The purpose of an internship is for someone to come in and just be a sponge and leave the position with a wealth of knowledge, a lot more than what they had coming into it. I felt like coming into the internship that you were the perfect candidate, and these last 2 months have done nothing but solidify that. You were a great addition for us here at The Score. You're a great teammate. You always came in, you were professional. You were always engaged. You were always asking the right questions. And there's no such thing as a stupid question, but you were always asking, you know, the right questions for whatever role that you were working on that day, whatever task. You mentioned I called you, you know, at like 5 or 6 o'clock one day last week. I was like, hey, we're going to need help tomorrow morning with the morning show because I know we're going to have a lot of guests. And you're like, hey, I'll be there. You know, that's one of the pieces of advice that I think I gave you was don't say no, you know, for no reason. And even though that meant an earlier alarm clock wake up time, you had no hesitation to say yes to it. And you came in and did a great job that day, just like you did every other day here with us at the Score. So thank you. And, you know, I know you're going to go on and do great things, not only in your senior year at University of Illinois, but whatever you decide to do after you graduate from college.
Thank you, Ryan.
For anyone listening, be on the lookout. Just hot off the press, a fall internship posting will be going out for The Score. So be on the lookout for that here in the coming days whenever you hear this. So that should be great. We'll have another great intern just like Peter come in and help The Score in the fall. So until then, thanks for listening to Peter's ponderings to recap his summer internship right here on 670 The Score.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.